Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
AfterBuzz TV.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies.
This is AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show.
We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Arrow After Show.
Good evening, everyone. Happy pre-Valentine's Day. I hope you guys enjoy your night tomorrow. And I hope you're enjoying your day today. Bing is for doing, and we are doing another after show on AfterBuzz TV for Arrow, CW's Arrow, Season 1, Episode 14, The Odyssey.
Yes.
I am Kaori Take, and joining me are...
I'm Kelly. Hi.
Hi, I'm Anne.
And so, let's jump in, as we always do. We start the show where we left off. So, Oliver has an arrow pointing at his mother, Moira, and she pleads for him not to kill her by talking about how she's a mother, and she has Oliver and Thea to worry about. And Oliver, being his son, feels guilty and decides to spare her life. Well, he was going to do that anyway.
Right, but he breaks down, he loses guard, and of course, she goes for a gun, and it is what we were speculating last week, that she is, in fact, the one that shoots him.
Yeah. Yes, and so she shoots him, calls for security, and when she looks back at his body, he's gone. And it turns out he runs into Felicity's car in a panic, exposing, I am Oliver, yes, this is Mig, take me to my father's factory. And that's where he passes out, and Diggle and Felicity have to do work on him.
Yeah, they have to save his life. And, you know, I like how he has his own blood stored for a rainy day.
I know.
And what did he say? It's pouring now.
I love the humor. Like, just, you know, the unveiling to Felicity, they made it very humorous. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very Felicity-esque, you know, like exactly how I pictured her taking the news that he's the hood, he's the arrow. And I was just cracking up the whole time. I thought they did a really good job with that.
Yeah, I was actually really surprised at how abrupt he exposed himself to her. I thought when she'd find out, it would be a little more of a surprise.
Well, I thought she was going to, like, find him and find out. I liked it this way, though.
Me too.
That it was like, all okay, yeah. Let's get, I'm shocked. Take me somewhere cool. Like, let's talk about this later. Get me to safety, but I can't go to a hospital. And I kind of liked that.
And I like how different. She's like, oh. It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it does make sense. It's funny because she mentions how it was so obvious with the laptop bullet holes and then this weird energy drink thing. So that was cool. I really like that she is now part of the team.
Yes. Well, she doesn't want to completely be part of the team.
She will be.
But, of course. But I like that she... Mm-hmm. I like her a little bit more now. She's not bothering me as much as she did, like, the first time I met her character.
Oh, she bothered you?
A little bit. I thought it was just a little too... I don't know. There was something that I didn't quite like. But now the more that I see her around and the more that... And in tonight's episode, I like her a little bit more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what do you think that they're saying that... Felicity is really needed by Oliver. So when he was passed out or whatnot, Diggle was saying, yeah, Oliver doesn't like to admit it, but he definitely needs people.
Yeah, he can't do everything on his own. And she's been helping the whole time. She just didn't know it. So she's kind of, they've been a three-person team pretty much. Because you have to have the tech person. You need to have the computer person.
Yeah, she's the honorary member.
Yeah, which he, you know, which he comes around and says. But I think it's cute. It was hard for him to accept help from Diggle the way that he is. And it's still hard. He's still struggling with that, with full on letting him have 100% of a say-so. You know, he's still kind of fighting that a little bit. So it's going to be interesting to see how that when they're now that they're all fully aware that they're working together, how that dynamic is going to be.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you that he doesn't like to let Diggle in or have a complete say. And I think that's going to cause a problem in the future because now he's wanting to give his mother the benefit of the doubt, but it's clearly denial. His mother's got a lot of issues going on, right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, when it's your mother or someone that close to you, of course you don't want to see the bad if it is bad. You always want to, there has to be some other explanation, and that's kind of what he's fighting with right now. You never really know why people do what they do is his whole thing. As he keeps having these flashbacks, you know, to the at the island from which we saw when he was passed out. So I think that kind of goes back. I think that was a reference to Yao Fei, too, doing what he did in order to, you know, save the person he cared about on the island. And so I think he kind of lumps everyone in with that. Just because you're doing bad, and I think you are, doesn't necessarily mean that you are.
Yeah, true. You know, honestly, I know it was the only choice that a son can do to a mother is not shoot her, but I kind of wonder if it was the right choice. He could have shot her somewhere where she could.
Well, he could have scared her a little bit more and not let her have free hands. You know, come out from around the desk. Sit down in front of me. Let me see your hands. I mean, come on.
Put the picture frame down.
He gave her a little bit too much credit, I think.
Yes,
he didn't,
did.
Of being a damsel in distress. He didn't even think about the fact that she could be armed and take care of herself in the way that she did. I think he was a little surprised by that.
Yeah, I mean, he... Last episode, the ending, he came out balls to the wall, like ready to, you know, question her. And then he kind of chickened out.
He asked like two questions and then she throws the picture at him. And, you know, as, you know, women will do, the damsel in distress gets him, you know, gets him. It works sometimes and it worked this time for sure, obviously because it's her kid. But, you know, he kind of let his guard down and he got hurt.
Boy, I don't trust that woman. I don't trust her. What? So ever, you know, anything that comes out of her mouth, I'm just like, ooh, you liar, you know, and I'm just so sad that she struck his emotional chord with that one.
Yeah, but that's how she defends herself.
Yeah.
You know, she's obviously not that great of a shot, but she still hit him. She's shooting everywhere and she still got him because he wasn't prepared for that. He wasn't defending himself the way that he should have been.
Well, he got shot like right here. That's that's a pretty close to
she wasn't, but they were close together.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't that far away when she got up and she just started like shooting. And, you know, but he should have been prepared to defend himself a little bit more, which he wasn't.
I don't understand why he doesn't want to realize that or come to terms with the fact that his mother has a gun. She's doing a lot of sneaky stuff. She has the gambit. And he still thinks, I don't want anyone touching my mother.
Both of his parents be bad? I mean, that sucks.
It sucks. Yeah. But there's a reason why they got married, right? Like, they probably share a common badness or something.
That's got to be hard to handle because also he's fighting with the person that he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this person that he's become. And then he's got these two potentially horrible people, you know, parents that hurt people, used people, did terrible things. It's hard to come to terms with all of that. The fact that he kind of turned around from that, not really because he wanted to, but because he needed to. It was kind of forced on him to become the better person.
And all he has is Moira and Thea. You know, that's all he has.
Well,
so
he's kind of got Diggle, kind of, if he lets him in.
Right. There's the potential of a really good bond there. But he, you know, he's so used to being on his own, he doesn't really get that yet. It's hard for him to do that.
Yeah.
You know, because we still don't know what, you know, we got a lot of good stuff from the island, which I'm very excited about in this episode.
Yes.
That's what we have been talking about. We wanted to kind of see more of what happened there, which we got a lot of that.
We got our wish.
Yes, while he was unconscious, which was great. But even, you know, we'll get into that in a second, but even as that wraps up, we still don't know yet what happened to the two people that he trusts the most there. So that has to play into, because when the series opens, he's by himself on that island when he gets rescued. So something happens. We just don't know what yet.
I hope we find out before season's end because
I know.
I won't be able to wait a summer for it.
Oh, I know. But they'll probably make us. Dang it, CW.
I know. I really like Felicity as part of the team. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that I think she's going to be part of it longer than just to save Walter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think that we're going to find Walter with her help soon?
I don't know if we're going to find him soon.
How would they?
I think that's going to have to drag out a little bit more because doesn't he know? I mean, he's got his... I want to know where he is and what they're doing to him. Mm-hmm. I want to know if he has any recollection or any kind of acknowledgement of what's going on, of what's being done to him, and if Myra was involved. Like, I wonder if he knows. I'm very curious about that. I would like to see that. Don't necessarily want to see him rescued just yet.
But here's the thing, though. I feel like to save Walter, Oliver has to come to terms with his mother not being the woman that he thinks.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's going to take a little bit more time, hence the reason why. Not that I don't want him rescued. I do. He, you know, poor innocent guy. But I want to see kind of more of that growth and see how Oliver's going to take that and how he's going to have to really be faced with what his mother potentially could be.
Yeah. I don't think Walter will actually get out. I don't think he'll be saved, but I do think we will see him before the season is over. In captivity or something. You know?
I want to know, what is he doing? Yeah. They have him in a hospital, they just drugging him and keeping him passed out for the whole time.
Right?
Like, what is going on?
Maybe they're taking him to a vacation somewhere. He's on the island.
We saw the picture of him, right, to show that he was still alive, and he just kind of, was he even awake in that picture? I don't remember. Yeah. What do you guys remind me? I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and leave a comment.
Yes, yeah. Go to iTunes.
On that note,
subscribe. It's free.
Yes. So please go to iTunes and YouTube, rate, comment. As you guys notice, we love to comment back and keep the conversation going.
Yes.
So, you know, 5 stars would be awesome.
Yes. But
tell a friend, because 1 friend a day keeps us on every day. We have over 60 shows, so there's always a show for everyone to tune in and chat with us.
Lots of good shows on this season.
Lots of good shows, yeah.
Oh my gosh. So.
So, you know, let's move on to the island because that was really the big focus of this episode. So we start off on the island, Slade Wilson and our boy Oliver getting trained by him.
Mm-hmm.
I really like those scenes.
I do too.
Those combat scenes are really cool. And
they were kind of funny.
They were funny. Yeah.
It was a little bit funny because he's so not into doing that. He doesn't get why he has to do that. These people are going to have guns. What am I going to do? Hit him with my stick? Mm-hmm.
I thought it was interesting to watch Oliver with a blade rather than
the arrow.
Right? Mm-hmm. I thought it was kind of cool, but it didn't fit him.
It didn't fit with him, and he didn't know what he was doing with it.
It was like he was kind of out of his element.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like the bow and arrow is more natural for him.
Yeah.
And the no gun rule is sticking with how the comic is. You know, he never touches a gun in the
comic. Yeah. See, I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you been reading the comics?
I haven't yet. I really, really want to. I haven't had a chance to, but I want to go back. And I ordered them. I have them. I just need to read them now.
Yeah. You and I should, like, just read next to each other.
I know. We need to. I really want to. I want to get in line with you so we can talk about that. Because I really like this story. I always have. Even when the character was introduced on Smallville. Like, I really like it. And even, you know, before then with Robin Hood and the different plays on it. I think it's very interesting that it's been going on for so long and kind of tailored into different ways. It's such a fun character because he's so humanized and it's not just gadgets and things like that. It's more of like combat fighting, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and I really like the combat fights, and we see so much of that on the island this episode.
No, I love that. Mm-hmm. Watching him kind of come into his own and like his progression and all was really nice to see.
Yeah.
And the respect, you watch the respect that Slade has for him grow. And even the fact that Slade, you know, when they're going to try to take over the airstream, that's their only way off the island. There's a supply plane coming in that comes, what, once every 3 months?
3 months, yes.
And, of course, the air control tower has bulletproof glass. So you can't just shoot, you can't just shoot your way and you've got to go fight.
Just in case, let's make bulletproof glass around this.
Where do they get bulletproof glass on the island? I mean, I guess it's flown in on the supply plane. But it has to be hand to hand that he's got to take this guy out, and that's all. He's one drop. He trains for what, 2 days, and he's got to go kill somebody.
He's a quick learner
to get off this island.
You know, he's a quick learner.
Slade trusted him, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, he really had no choice. Yeah. I mean, he saw that he had a little bit of fight in him. He's like, okay, let's see what we know.
Yeah,
got to take the risk.
Yeah,
so they team up to get off the island, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really thought was cool and important to know was we figured out the whole mask situation.
Yes, there is actually two of them.
Yes.
It was killing me last week. Yeah. I was like, Slade has to be it because, you know, as a comic book fan, Slade Wilson is Deathstroke. There's no other thing in my mind but that. But mm-hmm. to see that there are two, I actually went back last week and watched the pilot and watched all of the trailers uh-huh. and watched every single scene where there was a mask to mm-hmm. see maybe, oh, maybe there's a difference in the masks. Maybe you can tell that one is wearing a mask with a different color. I don't know. But I went back and nothing. So it just, I was convinced, okay. There's two people. I said there was one. There really is two people.
So you got your answer a yeah. lot sooner than later.
Yeah.
And watching them fight it out was really mm-hmm. cool to see because that was there great. Was, you know, definitely a difference in ability. Mm-hmm. And it yeah. reminded me of Arrow fighting the Dark Archer. Like, just how one was a little bit stronger than the other in some ways.
Who did you think was stronger?
I thought Deathstroke was a little bit stronger. Okay. I think he kind of, you know, got Slade a little bit more. I mean, Slade obviously comes back and, you know, wins the fight.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, physical strength and stuff, it looked a little bit like Deathstroke was a little bit faster. I mean, I don't know. Do you guys agree or not?
I felt like they were kind of neck and neck.
I think it was very, very close, but I think I just kind of saw Slade falling over a little bit more.
Well, Slade was probably a little yeah. tired. He was up all night.
That's no excuse.
Go through a tower.
What did he tell Ollie? That is no excuse. You rest on the plane.
I'm still in denial. I am still in denial. I still think Slade is going to become Deathstroke.
He was fighting himself.
Even though Billy Wintergreen gets his, you know, right eye stabbed, which is exactly how Deathstroke looks in the comic. Uh-huh. He's missing an eye. Mm-hmm. Even after I saw that, I'm like, this can't be. Slade has to be Deathstroke. But I just, you know, and I love that CW is doing that to comic book fans. They're changing it up on us. Mm-hmm. And it's just hard for me to get that through my head. Wait till next week. Maybe I'll agree with you guys next week.
Well, maybe they won't change it up on you. Maybe, you know, there will be, he'll survive.
Who knows, yeah.
And maybe he'll just assume that, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. who knows. But I don't know how we can do the eye thing. But, you know, I yeah. don't know. Maybe they'll figure it out.
Well, it's kind of crazy because I guess there's two Australian CIA-ish people. Mm-hmm. And then Billy Wintergreen was his best friend and his
kid's godfather.
Yeah, kid's godfather, Joe's. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, for me, it was unclear why the second Deathstroke or whatever, Billy,
yeah.
turned the other way.
Well, the way that Slade was putting it was it's kind of a look out for number one, mm-hmm. which is yourself. Everybody's out for themselves. And that's what he learned on the island was when he got there, they had a mission. And when push comes to shove, Billy turned yeah. and he didn't. And that's what happened. Is he was? It's all about survival, and you do what you have to do to survive. It doesn't matter. Nobody else matters, and that's kind of what he learned there. Was okay. to him, he didn't want to go and be evil, but so he took the harder way out, which was a more likelihood to die. Mm-hmm. But Billy went in with them to stay alive.
He sold out.
Yes,
he sold out.
Yeah, for sure.
In Slade's mind, at least.
Yeah, I mean, and we don't really know why. We don't know what his whole play is, anything. All we can tell from this point is he's a bad guy.
Well, if you think Slade is going to be Deathstroke or a bad guy, do you think he's going to turn bad? Like,
my only theory is that maybe there's a betrayal. Maybe,
of course, always
Oliver
betrayal.
Or Yelfe, whoever Slade is close to, there's a betrayal somewhere that happens, and he then has to seek vengeance against, you know, Oliver or whomever, or mm-hmm. but I don't see. I was thinking that maybe him and Billy were so close that something might happen that makes him want to seek revenge for his best friend. But obviously, we didn't see that because he stabbed him.
No,
in the
he stabbed his own friend. Yeah. So, do we think Deathstroke is dead, or do you think he's going to come back like the comic and be?
Oh, he's
very still much alive.
He's got to come back.
Yeah. Well, that'd be too easy if he died.
Yeah. No. It'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're up to the comic book fans, we would love to see Deathstroke throughout the whole entire Arrow series. Mm-hmm. You know, that is Arrow's number one nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
Did it surprise you guys when Slade Wilson didn't go on the plane and actually came back?
Yeah, it did. And I wonder if Oliver's speech had something to do with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, because he was determined to go back for Yelfe. Because Slade said when he gets off the island, he's coming back and just sending everybody to hell and blow up everybody.
Yeah, right?
Everybody's dead. And Oliver was not having any of it. He's, you know, that is when I think was the pivotal moment when he really realized, I've been doing this my whole life, taking advantage of people, taking people for granted. Mm-hmm. This guy saved my life. I can't just leave him here. And he goes back for him.
See, I think that he was tainted by what Billy Wintergreen did. Mm. And then, you know, hanging out with Oliver, he realized there is good and mm-hmm. it's not all about yourself. So he ended up feeling like it wouldn't be right mm-hmm. for me to leave. It wouldn't be right. And Oliver did the right thing, maybe, to go get Yao Fei. I mean, guess in the long run he did, but
yeah.
When I was watching it, at the moment, you're thinking, why are you going back?
Right. But then right before that, we see, who is the main Wrangler guy, the leader of that crew?
Will something.
Yeah. He likes the whole bow and arrow idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he orders more bows to come on the supply ship. So he wants Yao Fei to teach everybody archery. So that leads us into how Ollie became the Green Arrow, where he learns how to shoot.
Yao Fei, if you're watching, we want to learn archery.
Yes, we do. We're talking about taking lessons. Hunger Games versus Arrow up in here.
Yeah. That'd be kind of a crazy thing to watch, actually. I like that, Kelly.
We also get a glimpse, though, into why Yao Fei is still on the island.
Though. Yes! His daughter, we meet Shadow.
Yeah.
With her dragon tattoo. And we see that it matches Ollie's tattoo.
Yeah, they have the same tattoos.
What happened there?
Is there any insight in the comic book about these tattoos?
Yeah, so Shadow is very well known for her dragon tattoo. Mm-hmm. I think from what I've read, it shows allegiance to whatever that group is on the island.
Okay.
So they must have branded her as a captive. Same with Ollie, obviously, who's on the island. So they must have branded him as well.
Oh, so that dragon means that they were, like, subordinate to that group of
people? I think so.
That's a rough brand. It's not like
because on the island, it's a league of assassins. So I wonder if it's kind of pledging their allegiance to that league.
Got it.
But I don't know. That's a comic. This is a show.
Different. Is there a reason that in the comics... Is Shadow held captive in the comics, too? Is there a correlation?
That I don't remember as far as in the year one comic series. I mean, that was completely different than what we're seeing on the island now. But Shadow is a comic book character. She is not the daughter of Yao Fei. He's not even a comic book character. That's a CW character. She is, I think she, you know, she's again a warrior in some sense as well. So.
Well, I'm definitely interested to see what happens next with that whole scenario and how she got captured and why they're so interested in Yao Fei, because we even find out that the leader is on the phone with the person that paid him to make sure that Yao Fei was pledging allegiance to them. Mm-hmm. So there's somebody even higher up that really is trying to make sure that he's part of this. And I'm wondering, could it be the same people that sent Slade and Deathstroke in to find out why he was there, to rescue him, quote-unquote, you know? Like, what is that whole correlation there? Could it be the same person working both sides? Right. Like, what's the deal? Maybe that's why Deathstroke was on the bad side. Maybe he found out. I mean, I don't know. Like, I wonder if it's going to bleed over like that.
There's going to be definite funk and twists.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you guys think that Yao Fei is kind of a captive at this point? Because they have his daughter and they know it. So they're using Yao Fei as his skills as an archer and to use him as a captive rather than, like, you know, on the same team of the assassins.
Yeah. Well, they're definitely keeping an extra eye on him for a reason. And that is what I'm curious to find out, what exactly that reason is. Why do they have his daughter? Why do they care so much about him? What is it?
Why are they killing
him? What is it that he did? What is his special skill? Is it just because he's, the archery and he's obviously awesome at staying alive and evading authorities? So, I wonder what his role was off the island. Like, why is he so interesting? What is the deal there? There's got to be something going on that we just don't know about yet.
I even want to know how he knows how to use a bow and arrow so well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's obviously super skilled.
Yeah, and he talks about how archery takes years. So how did he learn? Who did he get his teaching
exactly,
from?
Exactly, because he's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, because I think that this might happen, the Will guy, I'm sorry.
I know.
Guys, forgot his name.
He's so insignificant. No, he's definitely an important character. I just don't like him, so I'm not remembering his name.
Well, he won't make it off the island, I think.
I don't think he will either, but I wonder if I know that he put two and two. He was like, hey, why didn't you die? I thought Yao Fei choked you. I wonder if he's going to look at Yao Fei and be like, hey, I think you saved his life.
No, because you remember when he talks about, like, toward the end when he lets him go see his daughter and he says, you know, I appreciate you did good by turning in your little, you know, shipwreck friend or whatever he called him.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't, at least if he does think that, he's not admitting so. He's not acting like it because he does let him go and see Shadow, and that's when we first meet her. So I think he still thinks he's on the same team.
Are you guys completely on Yao Fei's side? Do you guys feel like he's completely on Oliver's side?
I don't necessarily think he's on Oliver's side. I think he doesn't want to kill Oliver. He knows he's an innocent, and he wants to. You know, that's why he sent him to go and live somewhere else. But the fact that Oliver came back, I don't think he wants him to die. But he's got his own issues. He hasn't got time to be keeping this kid alive.
Say. Yeah, he's more worried about Shadow.
Yeah,
but something is going on because obviously he ends up training Oliver.
Right, and Oliver's there for 5 years, so we don't even know at right now what point in that 5 years this is.
That's
like,
true.
Where are they?
That's true.
So if archery takes years, how much longer was he there after that to get as good as he is?
Well, he is a quick learner.
Yeah, I don't know if he's that quick, but you know.
What'd you guys think of the Odyssey
reference?
Yes.
That's the perfect quote from that story because of what's happening and where they are. Everybody's trying to get home.
Yeah. I actually love the Odyssey.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
So I thought that was a pretty cool quote.
Yeah, I was wondering why they titled it the Odyssey. I'm it makes complete sense. Trying to get home.
Yeah.
And I like how Oliver showed his smarts. Like,
yes, he remembered
it. I did read a book, you know.
I know, isn't
one
that funny?
Book. He's like, the one book I read, I know this. Everybody knows that feeling. Wait, I know this one. I know this one.
And you're just so proud, like pat on back, right?
Yeah.
Oh, another thing that I wanted to mention was on the island, Oliver is constantly carrying a picture of Laurel, and he even has a dream of her.
Yeah,
that was
creepy
weird.
Dream.
Like watching them in bed together. I know that's how it's supposed to be, but it was weird for me to watch.
Get used to it; it's gonna happen.
Yeah, but he felt really, really guilty about what he did and who, you know, why he was there in the first place.
Because I know that he did feel bad about it, but I never really felt that he felt that much guilt until this episode.
Yeah, it really shows how bad he really does feel about what he did to her and the fact that he truly loved her. And maybe that's why he did what he did. He didn't know how to deal with those feelings. He was too young and a kid and just,
you know,
wanted to push that off to the side.
As a
self-sabotager, he seems to be.
As a woman, and Valentine's Day is coming up, I just gotta say, you truly love a woman, you do not cheat with her sister.
Yeah.
Well, especially not that.
I mean,
but come on, we all know boys are stupid.
Boys are stupid. Okay, Oliver was how old back then? Like 20? 22.
I read this card once that said, there's one thing that stays true in life that you learn in kindergarten, boys are stupid.
Oh, gosh. I'm sure guys think the opposite of us.
I know, it's funny.
So.
No, but you know, I think it was just one of those things that he was young and he was such a playboy and all of that. And it was real feelings that he wasn't ready to deal with. So he just went and messed it up on purpose so he wouldn't have to. I think it's a cowardly thing to do. And I think he's realizing that now, hence the reason why he's carrying around her picture and feels so bad. And he even says, I've got to get back to make it right for her.
Yeah, and it's funny because he doesn't really think about his deceased father or his family as much, except when the end he's like, okay, well, tell my family, whatever, whatnot. But I don't know, I just don't understand this emphasis on Laurel.
Because it's something that he did specifically to her. Like, he hurt her on purpose. Not only did he cheat with her sister,
he didn't hurt her on purpose.
He did. He cheated. He cheated with her sister. He hurt her on purpose. He knew what he was doing. She might not have known, but he did. He did it on purpose. And then, you know, unfortunately, he kills her sister.
But see, how could it be on purpose if his intentions were not to have him get caught?
Because he knew what he said. Stop it!
Now you're thinking like a guy.
Yes!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop it right now.
I just had to represent.
I'm sorry, but he totally did it on purpose. And when you grow up, which he's starting to do, he realizes that and he knows. You know, that's how you know you're coming into a grown-up. When you can look at your dumb mistakes and not blame it on somebody else and know, all right, I did it. Mm-hmm. Shit.
I actually love that we watch Oliver develop on the island.
No, I like that, too. That he's
so
growing into... a person that thinks about others' feelings. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And we're seeing him fight with all of those. But I think it's why that's why it's such an emphasis on Laurel, because that's the one person that he truly did something on purpose to hurt. Mm-hmm. His parents, he took them for granted. His, you know, whatever, all of that. He was a spoiled brat of a kid. This particular situation, he did that willingly. He knew he was getting, when she found out it was going to hurt her, he didn't care.
Well, I'm just surprised that that picture survived. It's
pretty faded. It's almost, you know, it's almost gone.
She's got like, she looks like it's like a model shot or something too. I think I'll be a fan of Laurel once she hits Black Canary status.
Yeah.
Until then, we'll see.
I know. It was kind of nice to get a break from that whole Laurel comedy situation.
Right?
You know, I'm kind of over that right now. It was nice to have a break from it.
Yeah. Well, before we continue, I wanted to let our viewers know that we have AfterBuzz TV gear on the website. Go to AfterBuzzTV.com and look at the banner, and it has t-shirts.
It's like an AfterBuzz store. Yeah. You can get mugs, t-shirts, all kinds of
hoodies,
cool stuff.
You know, if you want to represent, this is really cute.
And there's black ones too. Black ones are cool too.
It's, you know, black and yellow like a bee. So it's cute stuff. And also, our very own Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro directed and produced Serial Buddies, which is going to be in theaters in March.
It's March 8th, and Maria actually stars in it as well.
Yes.
With, I believe it's Beth Bears from Two Broke Girls.
Yes.
And then Kathy Lee Gifford makes an appearance, and Artie Lang. It's a really funny movie. Go to SerialBuddies.com. Check out the trailer. It's hilarious. It's a fun take on, like, a serial killer movie.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I definitely want to see it. I want to screen it. We should go screen it.
Yes,
together.
We should. Absolutely.
I know you've seen it already, but...
Well, I saw it, like, a while ago, so I don't know if anything's changed or anything since I saw it, so I'm excited to see kind of the final cut with the theater, the theatrical release. I'm excited for that.
So very soon we will have that.
Yeah, so SerialBuddies.com. Check it out.
Yep. And they also have a Twitter. We also
Twitter,
have Twitter,
Facebook, all that good stuff.
Yep, yep.
All right, so we learned a little bit more about Diggle, too.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. When he was in Afghanistan, you know, and he was protecting warlords and accidentally shot a kid and feels real.
Yeah.
Because Felicity brings that up. Are you okay with him killing people? Are you okay with the casualties? You know, you seem like a person that wouldn't be okay with that. And then we kind of get a little bit about his army background, aside from his medical training by saving and stitching up Oliver.
I know.
Apparently.
Yeah. You know what's so funny is in shows, all of a sudden everybody has medical training.
I know.
You can start flicking bullets out of people, sewing them up.
I mean, honestly, all Oliver needs is Felicity and Diggle because they have everything inside their pocket.
That's true.
She's fixing, like, the electric shock machine to shock him back to life.
She deauthorized the blood sample. Amazing.
That was a pretty big blood pool. How can they not go back and, like, scrape it and get more?
Yeah, that's true. That's what I thought. I was like, well, that's a lot of blood for a 10-second
lead. That was a lot of blood. No, but it was, like, getting his thoughts on the whole vigilante issue and the fact that there are casualties. He hasn't personally killed anyone, but the fact, you know, that he knows that Oliver does. And, you know, what he says is true, is unfortunately there are always casualties when you're fighting a war, and it's sad but true. But, I think he finds cover in the fact that at least most, you know, just about everybody that dies in this situation, they're all bad guys. So
I think Diggle always has something cool to say in every episode. He says something cool.
He is the voice of reason.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
At least he's become, while Oliver is, you know, caught up thinking his mom is still a good person.
Yeah.
I think if I were to pick someone to be on by my side and it wasn't Oliver, obviously it'd be Oliver, but it wasn't, it'd probably be Diggle.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, you know, he can take care of himself, and he definitely has a good head on his shoulders, and he has good intentions.
Yeah. Well, he did do that little slip up where he really wanted to believe his commanding officer.
Well, I mean, that's a natural thing, though.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, you know, Oliver's going through that in a little
times
bit more
10.
intense way, but you always want to believe the best in people, and that's the kind of person that he is. Mm-hmm. Is he gives everybody the benefit of the doubt, almost to his detriment, and that's kind of what we saw in that episode. But even watching him be a little bit more skeptical and go on his own and tail Moira and, you know, bug her and all that stuff. It was nice to see that. Like you know, but Oliver is so adamant right now. She's off limits until we can figure out what this whole it thing is.
I feel like Diggle might have to go behind Oliver's back to get more information.
Oh, I think he might use Felicity too.
Yes. Yeah.
Oliver's that'd be cool.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have, but I think that's the kind of character that Oliver is right now. He needs it kind of shoved down his throat. Like he's, you need to force him to pay attention to something when because he's so stubborn.
It takes two of them to get him to notice.
Definitely. It's going to take something really dramatic in order for him to be like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Which was the voice recording last time.
Right.
So now it's going to have to take something a little bit stronger for him to kind of, you know, let down his guard a little bit with
she
that.
She did shoot you, you know.
Apparently that's
almost
not enough.
Killed you.
She was defending herself.
But, I, you know, I was thinking a little bit about Diggle because we know that we're going to get introduced to Roy Harper, right?
And yes.
Who, as we, in the comics, he becomes Speedy or the Red Arrow, Green Arrow sidekick, basically. I was just thinking, how much longer do you think Diggle will be that person to Arrow?
I know, I was thinking that too.
You know, there can't, I don't know, can there really be two? Are they going to have different roles? Is Diggle going to last in the show?
Well, I mean, Diggle does have a certain amount of combat skills, hence why he was kind of the bodyguard. But I expect that Speedy would probably have a lot more.
But Diggle's not in the field very much.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
He's more, he more does research. He kind of does kind of offhand stuff. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that Speedy coming in is going to derail that.
He's like a Batman's, what's his name?
He's, no, he's like the butler.
That
what's
guy.
His name? Oh my gosh, why can I...
Come on, help us out
why
here.
Why can't I remember his name right now?
Tweet us.
Alfred.
Alfred. Yes. Alfred.
Yeah, he does... He's like Batman's Alfred, and Robin will be Speedy.
Or even in like the new Batman, Morgan Freeman's character. What was his name? Anyway,
You're throwing curveballs at me right now.
You know what I'm talking about.
Would be more like Felicity, I think, you know, making all the cool things.
That's it. We gotta watch like, Batman
you
together.
You know, we had all that stuff. But it was still somebody that, you know what I mean? That there was, like, that extra person. So I think he's going to have, like, a lot of other people around him.
Okay, good.
And I don't think they're going to... I don't see that, but I don't know.
I mean, I hope they don't get rid of him.
Like I said last episode, I think that Officer Lance is going to find out, and he's also going to side with them. And we talked about kind of how he's probably maybe the Officer Gordon. Not trying to draw parallels, but it does kind of seem like there's certain parallels to it.
Well, yeah, I think there's a little bit of the whole Batman scenario in this thing. But, I mean, I hope so. I hope from the last episode and him having to go for him to him for help and him knowing that there is a leak in his police department, that it will force him to take a step back for a second and really kind of take a look at the city from maybe a little bit from Oliver's point of view.
Yeah.
And maybe if that'll make a difference. Not necessarily, I don't see them teaming up like anytime soon, but maybe just having a different outlook and not being so vengeful against him. Maybe kind of laying off on the air a little bit.
Do you think there was really a mistake in the blood work? Like, I kind of questioned that just a little bit.
Well, no, Felicity did it. She hacked the system and did it.
Okay,
yeah, she hacked the system and deleted it.
A cheesy moment. She was like, "Oh, done." I was like, "Man, this girl."
She upgraded his whole system and like hacked in and like ordered the blood sample destroyed. That's what she said.
This girl can steal identities if she wanted to.
Absolutely.
Really could. I really do hope she stays on.
I think she will. She's gonna get a touch of that danger.
Yeah, get excited.
You know, she's gonna like it. She's not going anywhere.
And then what's gonna happen? She's gonna start having a crush. You know what? Let's since we don't really have much news and gossip, let's just move on to predictions and talk because we've got a lot of fun predictions. Prediction sound. Where are you?
I'm pressing it, but it's not playing.
Oh no! You're gonna have to do it vocal yourself.
Predictions.
All right, and now our AfterBuzz TV predictions.
There you go.
All right. So, what was I talking about? I lost my train of thought.
Felicity and her crush.
Oh, yeah. I think Felicity... Thank you. I think Felicity is going to develop an even bigger crush on Oliver, and she's going to be so attached that all she's going to want to do is help him.
I think she's going to have a crush on Mr. Diggle.
What? Oh!
I like how she was calling him that. I think that's where it's going to go. I think that's going to be... Oliver's the obvious choice. Mm-hmm. I would like to see it go that she has a crush on Diggle because he's so sweet. He's so kind of...
Not going to work.
That, you know, the protector and all of that. And Oliver's such a loose cannon.
But Diggle's got his eyes on...
I'm not saying that it's going to... like, you know, that he's going to reciprocate it. But I'm just saying, maybe. It might be kind of cute to see her go that way because it's not the obvious choice.
But there's got to be drama. It's a CW. Oliver's going to make out with multiple chicks.
Well, she's coming back, and also the police person.
Oh, what is her name?
She's played by Janina something. Back. She comes back. I can't remember her character's name. I didn't really like her.
I didn't like her either, but maybe she's going to improve.
We'll see. She's coming back next episode. The next episode is going to be the one with the Dodger we saw the previous episode, which I'm excited for that. That's a packed episode with some cool people in it, so I'm excited about that.
I always get excited with the next Arrow episode.
Yeah.
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 They keep building and building.
They do. It's getting good. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think I'm in the minority thinking that, like, I don't want Felicity and Arrow or Oliver to hook up.
I don't want them to hook up either.
I don't want them to hook up.
There's so many people on the, you know, the blogs and the chat saying, oh, please let them be a couple. And I'm like, no, I don't want her little heart to get broken.
And that's exactly what I think,
too. Yeah, she's too much of, like, a little sister type, I think. That's why I'm saying I would like her crush to be kind of filtered to somebody else.
I'm convinced it's going to happen, though. Somewhere along the line, she and him will... hook up, and it'll be like a oops, oh my.
Maybe. I hope not, but we'll see.
Yeah. I know, we love her. She's actually my favorite female character on the show.
She's cute. I like her now.
Yeah. Yeah.
She brings the humor, like, where it's lacking on the other characters.
Also, and it's a little dry, which is kind of cute.
Yeah.
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 I like how you say, I like her now.
I know. No, it was just a little too much, I thought, in the beginning. But she's growing on me. And I like how she says, you know, I'm blonde, but I'm not that blonde.
Yeah.
So that's cute.
We haven't seen much of Thea recently.
No. I wonder how... I think we're going to see more of her in the next episode. Mm-hmm. But so we'll see.
Isn't that how she meets Roy Harper?
We get introduced to him through her, I think. I think you're right. Yeah.
Isn't he, like, the object of her affection?
I think so. Something like that, maybe. Mm-hmm. But she's doing her community service right now and trying to get her crap together. So hopefully she will.
She did. Get off easy.
I know. Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't
just
forget.
Just because I didn't want her to go to prison doesn't mean I didn't think she should have been punished.
And Moira's getting off easy too.
Yeah, she should have been shot.
She should have been shot
in the knee or something.
That's what I was saying. Oliver should have shot her or gave her a bigger scare. Not just like shoot an arrow on her desk so she can run off and get a gun.
It's his mom. I don't know.
I know. Oh, it's because we know she's evil to some degree.
If my mom shot me, I would be upset. I don't even know if I can be a vigilante in front of her. I'd be like, you know, you shot me right here. I know you gave me a hug that really hurt because you shot me.
Which, by the way, you know, if Moira ever finds out that he is Arrow, I think it's going to have to do with that. I don't know. Maybe she'll put it together.
Well, he's always has his shirt off. He's going to have to start being clothed now around her.
You know what would be crazy is if she discovered through the tattoo.
That too.
Oh, yeah.
Because she happens to see it.
Yeah. I think that's related as well.
That's a good one, too. I don't know. We'll see next week, I guess.
We will see next week. Do you guys have any other predictions?
That's it for me, I think. I'm excited. I just want to... I want to know now.
I know. Yes. Where can we follow you, ladies?
You can follow me at Kelly with an IE 079.
You can follow me on Twitter at Ann Campia.
And you can follow me at KORIOUS on Tumblr and Twitter. And you can follow all of us on AfterBuzzTV.com as well as AfterBuzzTV on Twitter.
And Facebook and all that jazz.
Yes, we are everywhere. Social media, we got it.
Thanks so much, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, thank you.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.